Well, hey, y'all, it's Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. Today is Monday. I know. I feel it, too. Monday, October 23rd, 2017. I'm just reeling after all of the events of Serial Part 2. I just don't know what to think anymore. It's just like I'm mind blown. Mind blown. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, I'm supposed to be talking about how to make a podcast part 4 today. I may do that, I may not. It just depends on where the Lord takes me. But before we get into it, Kim came to me and she was like, Brian, guess what? In November in Charlotte, they're going to have Family Feud auditions and I want you and me to sign up. And I was like, sign me up. I'm all about it. It's what I want to do. I've always wanted to meet Richard Dawson. I love that man. I spent my youth watching him, and I love him, and I just can't wait to meet him. And Kim just looked at me, and she's like, he ain't the host no more. And I'm like, he ain't. Who is? And she's like, it's either that guy from Home Improvement, or it's that guy from the Steve Harvey Show that was on TGIF back in the day. I ain't certain what his name is, she said. And I'm like, well, I tell you what, you find out who the host is and what time I need to be there. And what I need to do, and I'm there. But she wanted me to get y'all's opinions. So this is a big leap that we'd be taking if we go in the Family Feud. I don't know if it's as big a leap as she thinks. Yes, we could get fame and fortune from it. Them's just some of the baseline expectations that you have going in. What I worry about are the telephone calls. Once I'm rich from the Family Feud, I don't want cousins I've never heard of calling me up wanting money, because I know that's going to happen. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm your cousin, Ralph Kilby. You know, we used to play with each other when we were kids back in the 60s. And I'd be like, I weren't born in the 60s. I weren't alive. But they don't know and they don't care. They just want money. That's what people do. People want money. And I'm getting upset even thinking about it. I mean, I earned that money. It's my hard-earned money by guessing what was on a survey. A group of people are asked to name a fruit. The top 4 answers are on the board. I say oranges. It's number 1. What would you say? You'd probably say grapes. You'd probably say strawberries. You need to be wrong. But I said oranges, and I got it. I might have said apples. If I had it to do over, I'd probably say apples. But I earned it. I mean, theoretically, if it happens. So you better not call me. But Kim wanted me to ask y'all, like, for some listener feedback. Do you think I should do this, or do you think I shouldn't? Because it is just it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Remember those, the Smith family that was on there? I'm certain they were on there. Look what happened to them. It's the most popular name in the United States now. That's probably the Family Feud. I don't know what else it'd be. So hit me up, brian.kilby@gmail.com, or on the Twitters @bkilby. Let me know what you think, if I should go on there. Okay, part 4. Of how to make a podcast. So this is a challenging one. Did you know that you just can't record the podcast and make your MP3 file and people download it? It's got to go up somewhere. Now, I had the benefit of having a hyper-intelligent cousin who's the smartest cousin who does computers in Wilkes County. I was lucky. Y'all ain't going to be lucky. So I asked Terry what he would do if he were a normal man and he wanted to make a podcast, and he told me this. He said, Brian, to host them files, you have to have a web host. What I'd do is I'd look on the Googles for podcast network and start with the biggest ones and ask them to host the show for you. Just say, hey, I'm an up-and-coming podcaster and social media influencer. Help me help you so I can lend some prestige to your network. And yeah, you'll lend me some prestige as well. It'll be symbiotic. And Terry said, eventually you keep doing it, it'll work. Somebody will let you on. Start with the biggest networks first. And eventually, if you keep going, you'll find somebody that'll say, yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. You can host your show on my network. And here's my FTP server. I don't know what that is, but Terry said it's very important to have. Terry said when you talk to him in the email, you got to say, I need your FTP server login and their credentials. And if you give me them credentials and the login, I can get my show up on your network. He said sometimes you might even want to start with that question instead of, hey, can I be on your network? Hey, just give me your login information. And the more willing they are to do that, the more likely they are to be a great podcast host for you. Terry said failing that, what you could do is get in touch with him and pay him like $500 every couple months, and he'd host the podcast for you. He said that's a bargain. Now, Terry's email address is... Terry. I don't have Terry's email address. I'll get it for you. If you're interested, shoot me a note, brian.kilby@gmail.com. Just put like podcast hosting in the email and say you want to be hooked up with Terry and you want to pay him some money, and he'll host the podcast for you. I think it's win-win. That's about all I got when it comes to information on how to make a podcast. Maybe next time I'll talk a little bit about some inspiration on how to make a podcast, because I think that's important too, because you got to stay centered when you make a podcast. If you don't, you can go astray. And we all know what happens when people go astray. Let's go ahead and look at the forecast for today, which is Monday. Showers with thunderstorms possible after 2 o'clock. Some thunderstorms could produce heavy rainfall, high near 67. New rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. Chance of rain is 90%. Oh my goodness, I got to be driving today, so please keep me in your thoughts. For tonight, showers possible in a thunderstorm before 11 o'clock. And showers likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall with a low around 53 degrees. Chance of rain is 80%. New precipitation amounts between 1/2 and 3/4 inches is possible. That just sounds terrible. Be careful out there today. It's going to be a lot of rain. And I hate rain. I don't see why we need it. I don't see why it's important. I don't see what it does for you, except for it just floods your basement if you got one. That's been today's Happy Daily. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I might have part 5 of how to make a podcast. I might not. It just depends on what's laid on my heart. Hope y'all have a happy day, and I'll see you later.